Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. We don't evolve, we just level up. Joining us, we have Don, aka Mario Johnson. It's even on the screen for me. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's me, Mario.
Welcome to an episode of Fresh Ticks. Get your fresh ticks here. We're doing the Acolyte. I'm going to call it season one, but it's mostly part two. If you want to hear our thoughts on part one and basically hear us complain about how it's not that good of a show, by all means, listen to that. This one's going to be, I think, we're actually going to have a more balanced discussion this time.
It led to a little better ending than beginning.
Yeah.
Still not a good show. What did you know?
In episode seven. Not better. I mean, like, at least, like, in a vacuum, the episodes that we got were actually good.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I can say episode 5, 6, 7, or 8 in a vacuum, on its own merit, each episode was actually, I would say, a 3.
That's how they started the show, though, with those, just take out the first 4. It was a 4-episode show. Yeah,
right. It's just make it into a movie. Really, this is like a movie. I feel like this is like Acolyte season one is literally just what should have been a movie, somehow spread out into a show. And I don't think it's not the worst show. And there is a lot of good storylines here. Like after watching episode 8, I was like, I see what they're going for. That's a cool idea. They didn't do it well at all, but like it was a good idea.
Yeah, I like the idea towards the end. I'll agree to that. The ending had a great idea and a decent setup to what they were trying to go for. And then they kind of just... How they got there, interesting. And then some of the character development, I think they just forgot about half the time. I don't know.
Okay. So let's recap episode 1 through 4. Cause this is where I think the show, like, honestly, like, my ratings go to the first 4 episodes. Because I honestly don't think the last 5 justify the first 4. I don't think this is an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. situation. It's close. I thought it was going to be close. But the problem is, I don't think the last 4 episodes really tie together the first 4 in a really meaningful way. It's more like, it's like I said before, wow, that's a cool idea. It's how we got there was not great.
It's almost like, and you always talk about this a lot of times too in your podcast, Jay. It's like they have an ending where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a begin. They just don't know how to get there. They start with the ending and then they start writing forward. And then they make it match their ending.
That's kind of
blows my mind. I'm like, why did you do that again?
I mean, yeah, they had a really good idea.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to save it too, because I kind of want to go chronological order, like how each episode. Because I kind of had like this weird transformation of like each episode. So I want to highlight that first before we get into this series as a whole. But I agree with you. Like, I do think this is very much, they had a really cool idea in mind, but they didn't know how to execute that idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I felt like after the series.
And like, I think the biggest thing is they tried a mystery thing. If this wasn't a mystery and they just told the story straight up, this would have been a good show.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying great. I'm not saying great. I'm just saying.
It would have been a good. I think it would have been a better show to tell the story, at least get you bought into the story. Instead, they try to make it too twisty. That was this kind of. They almost tried to twist everything.
It wasn't even like they were twisty. Like, it wasn't like. I know what you're going for.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just don't think this. When I think of twisty and I'm like, oh, a show's trying to be too twisty, I think of like CW shows or the cable shows where the characters are like, aha, twist. And like, it's just like the character has like no actual arc or motivation. And this show is very much like that. It's just like, I don't think the 8 episodes really makes it twisty. Like, it wasn't like twist after twist after twist. It was like the show has a mystery, the set twist, but they just like, they didn't do the work beforehand. And the actual idea of the twist is really cool. But getting there was just such a slog. And like, once you got there, the twist didn't actually work.
Yep.
Because like, they didn't really build up to be like, oh, you know, like you didn't get that.
Yeah,
like,
I got it. Yeah.
You got like a, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that character actually is kind of like cool. And like you retroactive, like I'll name one character that I think is actually like really dope right now. I'm very intrigued in this character, but it was a horribly fucking written character. And that's Osha.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Like, I am like, I'm bought in with the Osha because I think the idea of like where her character went was great. I just don't think her character got started until it happened.
Yeah, I don't think her character was there until it happened. I mean,
basically,
it didn't exist. Also, like, Mary sued that at the end too, so I was like, whatever. But
I can forgive that part. I can forgive that part because, like, I think like she never really had the Force powers, and it, like the moment she put on the mask, and the moment like it snapped, and the anger, like her getting that anger towards Soul when she learned about like what happens. I forgive that part of it, but yeah, the whole like, there's like the one detail, and we're already getting to episode 8.
Yep.
Before getting
already jumped right at the end. Skip.
Episode 5 is probably the most exciting episode to talk about. But like,
let's go down to episode 5. Let's just go backtrack. We'll make our way there.
I want to say it, and we'll get back to it. But like, she stated that like she wasn't a Jedi because she felt so guilty for what happened, right? She grieved too much for the loss of her mother's, for the loss for what happened to her coven, right? She was grieving, and her grief, her anger, her emotion didn't allow her to be a Jedi. And my whole thing was like, why is this a revelation? This should have just been her character. This shouldn't have been a mystery.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and like this whole series, I feel like, and we will talk about it when we go through each episode, like towards the end, and we give our review. But I feel like the show sacrificed good storytelling for a mystery that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we can get towards the mystery at the end, which really stressed me out too, is because they basically both made both sisters villains.
Yeah.
100%.
And I'm intrigued by that, but like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know what, like, with the story of May. I like the where they're going with it. I like the idea, the concept, the execution. All right, let's do a quick recap, right? So the first two episodes, it was kind of like the introduction. It was all about the mystery of like who was killing the Jedi, but it wasn't really a mystery because we knew it was May. We just didn't know why things were happening. And we didn't really learn about a bunch of these characters. We just got introduced to this team of four Jedi plus Osha, and we get introduced to May and her in episode 2, her bumbling assistant Khmer.
Yep.
And then the third, like in the whole first two episodes had some really good action scenes, but it was just kind of like plot, right? It just kind of like, here's your characters, let's get the story going. And it didn't really give us a chance to, and that was what we said in our review, is like, it just didn't give us a chance to really get to know the characters.
I didn't know who they were.
Like, yeah. And it didn't give us a chance to learn about really the time period, planets, location. Like, we just didn't really learn anything, right? It was just so like, here's
three. So that's where episode 3 came in, and they finally gave it.
Yes, like, okay. They gave some.
You're like, it's kind of a little late for this, but okay. That's kind of my thought.
And it was our favorite episode so far because it was the only episode that was like, hey, let's just focus on the characters and develop the characters, right? And it still was probably still the most controversial episode for, I think it's still stupid. Can we say it's just stupid reasons that was controversial? Yeah. The whole like, oh, Anakin was born with the Force. Now these cult lesbian witches are, it's like, no, it's like, it's, this isn't exactly new.
Yep.
It's still the best episode of the first four simply because like they actually showed the characters.
Yeah. Episode four,
you had one big con, which is we didn't see the Jedi Wookiee. I want to just point that out. But it was like a big nothing burger, right? It just left us with all these Jedi. They see Khal Naka, he is dead, and boom, the stranger is here. We know nothing about the stranger. We're not that interested in the stranger. Like, at that point, we're just like, who cares? Everything's boring. We don't really care about any of these characters. Like, we have no... what's the word? Like, we have no character.
There's nothing pulling me in. There's nothing like...
Oh, boy, you froze.
Give me more. I need more. Oh. I didn't have a pull-in. Like, you know how Game of Thrones ends every episode? You get a pull-in.
Yeah.
At the end, there's nothing like that. It's like, woo. That one was like, oh, now we got this another person character that I haven't seen, don't know about. Nice.
Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about episode 5. Episode 5 called Night. The director is Alex Garcia Lopez. I think he was the only time he directed. Was that it? Or did he
direct 4 too?
Did he do 4?
Yeah, I think he did 4 and 5.
Oh, okay. I wasn't excited for 5 after 4. But something remarkable happened. This episode was actually great. I almost love it. I almost put it in the 5 category. And I was shockingly like surprised. Because this Jedi just appears. And the one pro that we said, right? You remember the one pro that we said for the first half of Acolyte?
Did I lose you?
You're a little slow.
Oh, yeah. I lost you too for a second. The one pro we said. Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, do you remember the one pro?
That we said about episode, well, I kind of lost you in all of that. Oh, the fight scenes. Yeah, the action scenes were great. Yeah,
that was the one thing. We're like, that was like the one pro. Like, the action scenes, pretty good. This whole episode was just a giant lightsaber battle that I don't think any of us were really expecting. And it was arguably, you could almost debate that this is in the top 5 of lightsaber battles in Star Wars history.
It was pretty epic lightsaber battle. I mean, I was going to say even before the lightsaber battle, it was cool to see more character development with the characters too, with like Mei on her mission, changing her mind, which kind of ish makes sense. Hanging Kamira to dry.
Does it? I don't think any of her decisions.
It doesn't really actually make total sense, but you know, it had some story to it, which character story, which I think was nice. And then you got a giant fat about it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think the story of this was actually any of it was that appealing. I think the fighting itself was really, really appealing. Like, it actually, this fight scene for two characters, well, at least one character alone, did much more to her story in depth than any of the first 4 episodes. And that character is Jackie. Like, yeah. I learned more from her in a fight scene where she died than any other scene where she had, like, actual dialogue where she, like, introduced herself.
Yeah, I will and say I the one caveat about that, I didn't really care about their deaths. They're like, dead.
I didn't care either. I was, like, happy. Like, I cheered. Or I didn't cheer. I was, like, in shock. So I was like, okay. So let's recap this episode a little bit, right? So the stranger, the Sith guy in the mask, it's a really dope mask, shows up. And he takes like 8-10 Jedi on at once and demolishes them in like the most stylistic way possible, right? He's headbutting lightsabers, making them fuse out. He's taking his arm. He's hitting them. He's throwing his lightsaber. He's twisting it through the woods.
Like boomerang it through a force. Yeah, using the force to do crazy stuff.
Yeah, or like the fact that like he stabbed one Jedi and then took another Jedi and forced them into the sword, killing them that way. I'm like, that is dope. Like, that is like one of the coolest Star Wars fights I've seen, because like from what we've seen so far, outside of like the prequel trilogy, it's more wooden, traditional sword
more
fighting.
More one-on-one or maybe two-on-ones. Or. Mm-hmm.
And that's like how the Jedi fight. But you bring in somebody who has more, I kind of want to say guerrilla tactics, but I don't think that's the right phrase. It's like he's more, he does not have a certain style. You don't know how to defend him because he's more.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more.
He's got a fighting style. It just, he doesn't have like a rules. He's a boundless fighter.
And so it just was very exciting to see him just slaughter all of these Jedi. And also some of the Jedi, you're like, I don't know them. Oh, they're dead. And it was really also
that was going to be a main character dead. You're like, all right.
And this is where we got like really cool scene because we get like with Jackie, right? Jackie in this moment, because she was fighting Mei, and she was just like, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to arrest you. And like a very like nerdish way, but like she kept persisting no matter how much like Mei was fighting her. She kept persisting. And then she got to the stranger who just slaughtered like five Jedi, and she didn't back down. She went forward and kept fighting and almost had him because of Kalnaka's lightsaber. And it was just like, I'm like, wow, I didn't really care for this character. This character is dope. And now she's dead in a really brutal fashion with the two lightsabers, the do-do-do and the triangle. I'm like, oh, wow, they killed her. Like, I just started liking this character. But dope. All right, cool. And then, like, you have the scene with, like, Osha and Yord, and it's, like, the dumbest dialogue ever. Like, we have to go back. No, I must follow orders. We have to go back.
Yeah.
No, we must follow orders. We have to go back. Okay.
we're going back. Like, what?
And like he goes there just to die. And like he goes back, and I'm like, well, he's an idiot. And then like I'm like, he's not gonna die. And then he gets his like next step in like the most brutal fashion. I'm like, dope, I'm in. Like, you know, I didn't feel anything for these characters, but they're so brutal that I'm like, I actually felt that I was in shock. And I'm like, this is well done. But then we get the unmasking, right? And then we get the reveal. And it was Kamir all along. Did you feel anything for this reveal?
No.
I felt absolutely nothing. I was like, oh, it's that guy. Cool.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, that guy.
I guess
it could have been someone really badass. I'm like, that guy. All right.
I guess it's not Torben who...
But then they showed his little slashes on his back. But then I was like, well, I know who his leader was.
Yep.
Gosh, dang it.
What'd you think of Kamir or the stranger? Because I thought his dialogue with Sol was fascinating. Like, I was bought in. Like, his inner monologue about the evils of, like, the Jedi.
The character he started portraying, like, after that reveal, I think was a better than the reveal itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the character he was afterwards, even throughout the rest of it in episode 6 and 8, I think he was a more interesting character post reveal, or
yeah,
just felt like he just would have been a better character not even have a reveal. He could have just been the Sith character.
I agree, he's just like, just from a philosophy standpoint, and the whole idea was like, what are you? Well, I guess your masters would call me Sith. And he has the red lightsaber. And they're like, wait, do you not go by Sith? And then he starts talking about how the Jedi like see every other religion as bad. And like, and this is like very much a political political talk of like our now situation. And like, you can definitely parallel it. But like when you compare it to the Jedi, and like, yeah, they are technically a religion. They are in like the highest seat of power for thousands of years, and like they do have one set way to do the Force, and if you are a Force wielder and you don't follow their ways, you are then a Sith. And I'm like,
kind of true. Yeah,
I'm like, I buy into this dude. Like, I'm in. I will say for this episode does have its flaws, and that is like. Yeah. The actual, like, anytime there wasn't fighting, it's awful.
The dialogue. Like the only dialogue that made sense was Kamir's.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Like, okay.
But Osha, May fighting each other, and I'm like, I don't get these characters. I don't get what they're going for.
The only character I wanted to learn more about was Kamir. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in for Kamir. Let's do this.
So I get that episode a 4. I couldn't go higher because or did I put 4+? I did go 4+.
I would have gave it a 3+ because that's what got me somewhat back into it. I'm like, all right, Kamir, I'm interested. I'm really curious about this character, even though I kind of knew who his leader was. I was like, oh, well.
I gotta go higher. I think like the pros are way too good to are honestly great. Over like almost elite. But I will say the other parts that isn't Kamir.
It's just a dialogue. Because I bet you if it was a little bit longer of a show, you couldn't keep that much fighting going on. That seems like the dialogue was kind of awful. Like the OSHA dialogue just again, OSHA, man. Like they just murdered that character. I don't know, like why.
Or just her so and bad. Yord. And then Yord just
Yord right. just as good too, anyway. But
so the next week after that, I was kinda like, this is my thought process. I'm like, okay, that was a dope episode. I don't I think it's good because like it's pros is the fighting. I don't think it's going to be good. Like, I think it's going to go back to what it was, but like, I was more interested. I'm like, maybe we're going to get an actually like good story here. Maybe we get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But we get Teaching Corrupt where there is absolutely like no fighting scenes. There isn't a whole lot of action here. Maybe like soul stunning May, and that's about it. But we get like a cool mixture between the two. We have Teach / Corrupt. We have Kamir and OSHA. And then you have Soul and May.
Yeah, you got the flop season there.
Mm-hmm. What was your thoughts on like the two parallels of those two? The Teach / Corrupt?
I mean, the way the story was written, this is where I go with the congruency of a story when you're writing. And this is why I liked Ish the episode, but I didn't like the episode. Again, I like the episode more for the Kamir side to learn more about, you know, the other side of the religion, of course. He doesn't seem like he's too terrible of a person, or he's getting his power from and finding power through it. It's not, I mean, kind of bad because you're getting it through anger and stuff. But I like the idea of like, oh, that's where power comes from. And that's where the side comes from. Pull it from there. The Jedi like to pull it from, you know, a different source of power or a different source of mind. I kind of liked learning about that and that kind of ideology. However, what I didn't like was the May and Soul interaction between those two. It did just seem disjointed to me. It seemed off. And then you just kind of knew things were up and things were already out of place. And I was like, okay, things aren't putting together with the rest of the story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was interested, well, what's the next twist, the next episode? And then we'll get to that one.
I really like the Teach Corrupt just because I like the OSHA Kamir in comparison to May and Soul. Because, like, you think, like, oh, Kamir has OSHA. He's going to just torture or he's going to be evil. He's going to do bad guy stuff.
Yep.
But he didn't, right? He let her wake. He offered her food. He was giving her advice. He even gave her a chance to escape and kill him. Like, he does not come off as a villain in any way, shape, or form to her.
Not at all.
And also a thirst trap because he was just shirtless. And then he starts, like, you know, correcting your form, start talking about different ways. And I'll be honest, like, within, like, 2 or 3 minutes of him walking on the beach, I'm just like, I'm in. This might be because of the thirst trap. I don't know. I don't even, like, swing that way. But, like, I'm bought into this dude. Like, I am.
I bought Sith, fully into Kamir. I was loving that guy. I was like, all right. This guy would either make a really, really good villain or he just makes a very good vigilante. And
like he made too much sense.
Yep.
From just like a myth, like a
theological standpoint, I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I was
like, philosophy standpoint.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, the philosophy's. All right, I'll allow it.
I'm like, I'm bought in.
Tell me more, young Obi-Wan Kenobi. I was like, I will be your Padawan. Teach me.
And like,
moment.
And I just like the idea because, like, Star Wars is always good, bad, right? Black and white, dark side, light side. And then you look at Kamir, who's, like, challenging the whole idea of, like, we're not evil. We're selfish, right? We do kill. We're morally questionable, but we're not necessarily evil.
Yeah.
And I think it's OSHA being the one that go to Kamir is interesting, and I want to talk about that later. But I will say the flip side of this is intriguing too. I will say I wish the Soul May was more in parallel lines, because they kind of flip between that and the Jedi Council talking about, you know, essentially what's going on, and they're slowly trying to figure, like, they have that storyline. I wish they would have just kept the two, because I like what Saul did was he immediately captured May, right?
Yeah,
he was trying to convince her, but after capturing her, he was still like light, you know, very kind and sweet, but like he was defensive, whereas Khmer's just like, strike me down, baby.
Yeah, Khmer was chill.
I'm like, I think I can buy you. I don't think you're going to be this rational or this rash with your decision making. I think you're going to think about it, and I'm going to convince you. And that's what he did. Soul's a fucking wreck and just like ties her up right away. And he's, you can tell that he's emotionally disturbed. And I'm like, I like this parallel. And I also love the fact that it's called teach / corrupt, because like in a way, similar way, like teaching and corrupting is almost like almost the same, except corrupting is for selfish reasons. Teaching is for, and who's teaching, who's corrupting.
Yeah. And that's where you go like, that's kind of where they flip the whole Soul arc here in this episode too.
So
somebody was going to be congruently good, right? You thought, yep, Someone's going to be a consistent character. No one.
Yeah. I was going to say like, well, Khmer, but I'm like, Khmer, no, even
Khmer was consistent. Khmer.
That's, well, he wasn't though, because he had the flip. He had the twist though, right?
He had the twist that he was Sith, but was he really ever a good guy? Was he really ever a good guy? Giving the poison.
No, the twist when he was just like the, you know, the merchant dude, when he was just, he pretended to be somebody else. Like that was like the inconsistency there.
But he was his own. But as far as like a moral consistency of the character's vision in their mind and headset,
for three episodes, he was good.
Yep.
For three episodes.
For three episodes, it was great.
I don't know if there was any more. About,
that's pretty much what the episode was, is them just going back in two different sides of it, and
And then there was Choice, and me and you disagreed on this episode, so I remember like watching it and I was just
god awful.
I don't think it is.
Gosh, it was it. Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. When I watched it, I took this episode in a vacuum. I didn't think about like the further. I took it as like almost a.
I didn't take it in a vacuum, and that's what made me go, God damn!
But like, you're not the only one.
Like, okay, it's not bad. But then I thought about the whole like story play out, and I'm like,
What are you doing?
I fucking hate you. That's pretty much what I thought. Like, why would you do that? Why did you start with that or something?
I watched it and I was like, this is dope. This is a dope episode. And then I read all the reviews that were just hating on it. And then I read like why they were hating on it. And then I thought about it a little bit further, because you had a reaction too. And I'm like, and then I rewatched it and I'm like, you know what? It's still a good episode. Just a shit episode for what it was supposed to be.
I think, yeah. Then you texted me like, I think you texted me later. Like, they should have started with that. I'm like, well,
yeah. I do a TikTok where I'm like, I just watched this. I have a question. Why didn't you start with this? This is an excellent episode as an intro. This is a shit episode as the penultimate episode. Like, my God.
Yeah, the penultimate episode was that, right? And they basically just rehashed the third episode from the beginning of the first four episodes, which the first four episodes were absolute dog shit. And they basically just rewrote the third episode, which was technically their best episode they've had so far, and just completely just shit on it and said, ha! Just kidding, that's not what the fuck happened.
But, like, it's hard because, like,
damn it.
They did successfully give us a different perspective, but I feel like the fact is they just
brand new everything. They give us a different. That's making me even more mad. Look, it's completely different because we're going to use different camera angles and the same thing, but it's going to be a totally different outcome. And you're like, the fuck?
Right. It's like we're going to completely recontextualize what happened with these events.
The entire thing, and
it's supposed to be this
story that you bought in.
And it's supposed to be like this great reveal, but I'm like, it would be good to start with. I wasn't intrigued to start with. Like, what if you started with this? right? Let's recap this episode, because I want to talk, like, so this whole episode is, you know, talking about the origin story, right? The whole thing, that's the event that started everything, this whole story off. And what happened is, 16 years ago, they were looking for, they were investigating a variance, right? Or emergence. I'm not saying this right. Vergence.
Vergence, yep.
It's a weird word to use here. But yeah, vergence. They were discovering a vergence. They ended up finding these, like this, a lot of people say lesbian witch cult, but this witch cult that somehow using cult. This virgin.
Wait. They're looking for life on this planet because there hasn't been life here for thousands of years.
Yep.
Not a very big planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they find this witch cult on this big ass fucking castle on top of the hill.
Shocker.
Please do tell me, on a small planet, they're like, well, I don't know if there's life here. But there's this big ass fucking castle.
They should have just started there.
Yeah. Okay. Bold strategy, Cotton. But I'll allow it. Keep going with the episode. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder, because it is like, wait, you didn't just start at the giant ass castle on the island? Okay. Soul ends up finding life on this planet. Surprise, surprise. And he finds he ends up walking these two little girls that demonstrate they have force-like abilities.
Kind of a pedophile, but yep, continue on.
Do we have to go there? He was on Epstein's list. That's why they outed him. All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of really creepy pedophile-ish vibes about, like, oh, the child, I must have this one. Because he has a weird philosophy against needing a Padawan at the current time, apparently.
But
because that's
what do Jedi do with children?
That need help, they save them. But only one. We can't save many. Because whack.
Yeah.
So the whole plot, it's already, like, that's where I got, like, derailed from the show. I'm like, what motivations are you giving here? Make it make sense. Jesus Christ.
It does make sense, but like it doesn't make sense. So anyway, Soul's looking for a Padawan, right? And he sees these two girls and he's selfishly like, that's my Padawan. Like, that's basically what he's feeling. They meet with these girls. These witches show their power because they somehow end up getting into Torben's mind and he, you know, gets
wanted to go home.
Because he wanted to go home. Poor Torben. Or what, Thomas?
And then we figure out Torben.
No, his name's Torben, but he's the actor from Game of Thrones.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. King Tommen.
Anyway, he wants to go home. He's been out for so long looking for life, and it's been super boring.
And they basically, the two girls, they wanted to test the two girls, right?
Because we know the whole story, and you're like, so he killed himself because of that whole story and that whole thing.
Like, all right, let me recap, and then we can talk about the...
Anyway, keep on recapping. Sorry, sir.
Okay.
There's so many things about this episode. I'm like, fuck.
So they go to the castle, right? Or they go to the castle. They say, hey, let's test the children. From the episode 3, we know that Osha wanted to be tested. May absolutely hated the idea and did not want her to be part of it, right? They end up testing these children, and we already knew that story.
Other than Soul completely manipulating one girl to get the win, and they're like, mm-hmm. And the Jedi Council says no.
Yep, Jedi Council says no. And they're like, hey, we're going to get off this planet. We're going to leave these girls alone, right? Basically, like, just let them be. And his whole mind is, they're in danger. They're in danger, evil witch cults. Which, you understand the ethical nature of the situation, right? But then it just kind of gets worse from here. Because for some reason, Tormund's like, we're going to go save them. The guy who wanted to go home.
The guy that wants to get the hell out of there is like, let's do it. After he was freaked out in that room. Yeah, after he was possessed too. Like, yeah.
Soul, the one who wants to save the girls, goes to stop him. And then, like, senses that Osha might be in danger. Then he's like, all right, let's go save them. They go there. And immediately, like, there's this whole conflict. They're prepping for war, right? The witch cult, like, hey, you shouldn't be here. They're prepping for war. And then, like, there's this, like, the standoff. And in between the standoff, May shows up. He thinks it's Osha. She starts doing this weird, like, shadow thing where her body disintegrates. And Sol just stabs her. She's like, oh, this is fucking weird. Dead on the spot. And then
that made sense.
And then they all get upset because they killed their leader. And then they take over the Jedi. And we finally get the Jedi Wookiee fight.
Well, before you even take over the leader, the leader's like, I was going to give you...
Yeah, there's that line.
And then you're like, why in the fuck did you disappear to thin dust? In the... You know what?
Yeah, it's like, what were you doing there? Like, what was your plan? They're like, this guy has the murdering weapon. You're going to start doing some weird shit.
After you've already took over someone's mind. Like, think about it.
Yeah, and like...
Seconds. I see why Sol did it, but I like...
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like...
Situational awareness, damn it.
This whole situation was, like, very avoidable and just basically characters being stupid after another. And I actually enjoy characters being dumb because here's the thing.
But every character being, like, a complete idiot was wild.
I mean,
even the one that was noble came at was at the end. It was like...
Have you seen our world? There's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair...
So I don't mind stories where people are just idiots and they're just being stupid, especially if it's like the Jedi who's had hundreds of years of peace. They're very arrogant. They, you know, they're not thinking through and they have this like nose up in the air. Like, we are the Jedi. We must do what's right. And that's very much Sol. He's not very uppity about it, but like he has this like frame of mind that is very flawed. Because he can't get past it, right? He's not doing it because he's a noble Jedi. He's doing it because he selfishly wants Osha as a Padawan. And we lost Duddle for a second.
Nope, I'm still there. I mean, that's not how they ended it, though. That's what's even worse.
And Duddle, your mic is muted.
Nope. What? I'm muted.
And your camera is off. But I can see you're trying to talk.
Oh, man, son of a gun. Do I have to leave and come back? Earth to Jake with the one. Jack a one. Am I here?
All right, slow break because of technical difficulties. But yeah, like, Sol was selfish in his, like, wanting Osha. And so he does a lot of, like, he does it in the name of, like, all of his actions is because he wants to be a rightful Jedi. But, like, selfishly, he just wanted Osha as a Padawan. And so, like, when you think of it from that perspective, you think you see Sol being very flawed in that nature. But episode-wise, we get the Jedi Wookiee fight, which is dope. What's your thoughts on that fight? Just visually and action speaking wise,
Between the Jedi and the Wookiee was cool. The idea behind being controlling the Wookiee with 15 witches. We're doing the weirdo dance thing because the power of many is better than the power of one and they all die at the end. That's questionable, but I'll allow it. Yeah. The part was cool.
That part. And like that was like the big reveal of like how they all died because they didn't actually burn. It's like, oh.
Yep.
But did you feel satisfied learning that May didn't actually like kill everybody?
No, because she murdered people on the outside anyway. May should have known. Wait till the last episode, you figure out how May gets alive, so now you look back at this episode, you're like, how did she not...
I looked at this as like, I wouldn't mind it without episode 3, right? Because like, her spitefully burning a book of her sister because she didn't want her to go to the Jedi, I'm like, that makes sense. And then it spiraling out of control where the whole castle burned, I'm like... It's a little less unbelievable, but like, I don't mind that storyline because like that shit happens, right? Yep. Like it happens.
Especially being a kid. It makes sense.
But this being a reveal, like, oh, May was innocent all along. It's like, well, that's unsatisfactory.
She also still screwed the fire and she still.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about a Sol at the end? Because he was able to save both of them. And you see from his perspective that he chose to kill May.
Well, there's two things about the end. Let's force hold bridges and just not definitely force wield the individual bodies. That would be crazy. But anyway.
Right.
moments happen, right? So I was like, all right, I can forgive the moments. Yeah, just choosing the one at the end. That's super selfish. Villainous. Or choosing over May.
It was very selfish. It was, and also like, there's other possibilities, right? I don't hate it because, like, in the ideal world, if like that's all you could do, especially in the time you, like, that short amount of time, yep, and everyone's in danger. I just feel like from a writing standpoint, I'm like, I get the reveal, but it's not like.
Well,
this episode, the
fast moment, okay, right? If you have to do something, all right, yeah, you can have the bridges instead of the people who are like, shit, now I can only save one. I'm going to save the one, be personally, because you would too, that wanted to be with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was it that selfish?
It's understandable.
I don't think it really was. Like, okay, you have two people. One definitely doesn't want to be with you. One wants to be with you. They're both going to die if I don't do something. I'm going to choose the one that wants to be with me because they're going to have a better life.
I think we all understand that choice. It's just like a weird narrative, like, thing.
It was a weird narrative and weirdly thrown in there. Another thing just to make Sol look like a bad person, which was, that was weird.
Yeah, and I think like it was a very flawed moment. It was really the conflicting moment for him.
Basically,
at the end,
like a pedophile weirdo this whole episode, and I was like, it's.
Yeah, the pedo thing simply just because he wants that, you know, he wants his
Padawan. Yeah, and they've recovered children from, or supposedly recovered children. Apparently, they don't recover; they just kidnap children. One or the other.
He's mostly typically recover, but I'm sure there's some kidnapping stories in there. And then, you know, together, Sol and Indara, they decide to not tell the council, right? They cover the story up.
Because that makes sense for Indara's character at the moment. Because.
Yeah.
That was well written.
She's like, what the fuck? Like, her reasoning makes sense, but her motivation doesn't make sense. Yep. Like, hey, we're going to cover up OSHA and May. We're going to say May did it, and we're going to cover it up because, like, OSHA wouldn't have a good life then. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Wait, it was her idea? Oh, she was the one that was like, don't do this. You guys are idiots. Let's talk to the council. Okay, my idiots do this. All right, I'll cover your ass. From, like, a selfish, like, looking back as a leader, that makes sense. But it doesn't seem like they played that angle either. Let's talk about the last episode and then we'll get into all of it.
Yeah.
Last episode, OSHA has a vision of May and they end up all agree to go to Brendok. Right? Where the original events take place. Kamir's like, hey, I can train you if you're still interested. She's just like, nah. But they leave. They go together. And then I didn't notice this the first time I watched this episode. I didn't notice it till the second time, probably because I was looking at my phone at this moment. Did you see the shadowy figure in the background that's just like, do you remember that scene?
Shadowy figure in the background. Nope.
You should go Google it.
Google it. What is it? Backlight shadow figure background, episode 8?
Yeah. Because like they take off and a mysterious figure watches as the pair departs. And I'm like, is this got to be like Darth Plagueis, right? This has to be the master that's like looking to take over Kamir or the Acolyte.
What do you Google for to find that?
I don't know. I would say episode 8, or Acolyte episode 8, mysterious figure.
Episode 8, Mysterious Figure. I only watched it once so far, so I don't know. Mysterious Figure, Quimir. Damn it!
No, I found it.
Oh, you did? You gotta either email it to me, text it to me, share the screen.
All live as we record this.
Oh, you're gonna can you screen share? Oh, hey.
Did you find it?
No, but you can screen share it, can't you?
Man, this would be easier to just do this on phone.
Oh, you're going to find it on the phone. I was going to say, you could just press your screen share button. You can show everybody on the podcast.
That is actually a good... Hold on. Let's do it. I mean, the podcast, they wouldn't be able to see it. All right, screen share. Let's see. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh, so there's that figure. Star Secret and explain. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
This guy. Oh. Apparently they're calling him Plagueis. I think this is Dark Plagueis. I think this is what he's supposed to be.
Yep, that makes sense.
I'm gonna... now we're back. So yeah, there was that whole mystery figure. Soltix made a Brendok maze. Or Sol is going to give like the big reveal of what Osha and May is, and then Osha's like, you know what, I'm going to stab you and leave. And smart on her. Good. Like, I'm like, yeah, smart. They're doing this chase in between this ring. I couldn't tell if it was an asteroid field, if it was just like a ring of dust. But really cool. I thought it was a really cool like
visualization. Looks like beautiful.
Yeah, it was like really cool. I'm like, you know, she's just elegantly going in between the rocks. Sol's just smashing his way through. Like, I don't know if there's like a theme that they're going for or like symbolism here. I don't know if Sol just bumbly goes through everything. It doesn't seem like
that. Saves May looking thing.
Mm-hmm. So they go to the fortress together, and it kind of just seems like out of nowhere, like they just start fighting. Kamir, Sol, they just like, oh, you're here now, and then you just start fighting. Same with like May and Osha, they just start fighting. And so yeah. We get this parallel between Sol, Kamir fighting, or the stranger, they're fighting, they're going back and forth, and that was a really cool fight scene. Just you get to see like, you realize like how strong Sol is as a fighter.
Yeah, you haven't seen Sol really fight until then, at least with this.
Well, you have.
You have, just not as very direct, I guess you could say. Very direct Sol versus someone.
And I just really appreciate it, because there's just some really cool moments where like, it seemed like Sol did a trick where he got to the other side. And usually that's perfect, like exactly where you want to be, but except Kamir has the helmet and he's just like trying to bring the blade closer. And then he takes back the blade so he can go through and then take a shot at him. I'm like, that's dope. That's a dope action scene where they jumped from the castle down to the ground. And it's just a very, like, you could tell it's on strings, but it's just very like matrixy. I'm like, that's dope. Like, this is really cool. Really cool visualization. There was a moment where it seemed like Sol had Kamir. He was better. He beat it. I mean, this is twice now that he had it.
Yep.
And he does not take the shot. I don't know why he just didn't pretend it was a witch lady turning into dust. Maybe he's like, no, I'm too guilty. I don't get that part of him. Where like, Osha's like, no. Yeah, like in the fifth episode. No, don't be... Don't ruin your soul more. And it's like, what? It was Sol, fucking kill him.
Yep.
You know, like, I don't get that part of it. Then there's this moment where May stops him. And then May basically just like, you killed Mom. I want you to confess. And he confesses to Osha. And for the first time ever, we get an actual emotional scene from Osha where she starts feeling the rage and anger, and she fulfills the prophecy that is, kill one of the Fourth Jedi without a weapon. And we learn what that means. And I really like what this means. Kill him with a Force choke. And she just chokes the fuck out of him.
Yep.
And
chokes him to
kills
death
him
with the Force.
And I thought this was cool, because like in this moment, right, he dies, his blood's in the saber. And do you know much of like the Sith lore?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't.
Yeah.
Are you like, how familiar are you with the Sith lore?
I mean, not like super familiar, but I know like the core of the structure of like the lightsaber. What's your personal opinion? Why there's certain colors of it technically?
Let me throw some knowledge at you, because this hasn't really been covered much in a lot of Star Wars media. I learned this from the comics. This was actually the Darth Vader comics. You can see it right there, that comic right there.
Yep. Yeah, I see it.
And they went through this in order for a Sith to become a Sith. In order to get the red lightsaber, you have to take a stolen lightsaber. You don't build your own lightsaber. Like, you do eventually, but what you do, you have to corrupt a kyber crystal. In yep. order to corrupt a kyber crystal, you have to kill a Jedi that's using it, and the blood has to infuse. I'm pretty sure that's how it's supposed to work. And so in that moment, to see it like visually on screen, live action, the blood go into the kyber crystal and her grabbing it and using it out of anger to fight back at Khmer, I'm like, that is dope. That is a cool idea to see on screen. It is just, I'm like, this is a really cool turning moment for Osha. She had no other cool moments until now, but I'm going to give credit where credit's due. That's a cool moment. Not a deserving moment, but
it was really cool. And the kyber crystal changing, like to see what it looks like, I thought that was pretty cool too. Like just visually, it was really cool, I think.
And like seeing the red slowly take out the blue, and you're like, oh, that's Soul's lightsaber that just turned red, and his lifeless body's right there. And I'm like, that's dope. But then we get to the end, and I get really confused because the Jedi are coming. Soul initially was like, they're coming for you. He's like, yeah, they ain't coming for me. And they run off. Osha and Mei are now working together because, you know, the whole truth has been revealed. Soul's the one who killed their family. The Jedi are the one who killed their family, which I don't disagree with this.
Yeah.
Noble intentions are not. They were really flawed and in the wrong being there. And they essentially kill the whole cult. Honestly, I think the witches are more to blame for all dying. I don't think all of them should be tethered. But I feel like there's more going on. Like, I feel like there's a bigger explanation to why they all died.
There's gotta be a bigger explanation, I would say. It had to be, right? I'm still convinced. I still like that they see Khmer or Vernesta or Vernesta sees Khmer. You're like, okay, see, yep, there was his old past leader. To like chill about it.
Yeah, or that big reveal too, where has like the old purple the whip and the whole like, oh, he's here. Why
that
him?
That was creepy because Khmer has all those whip marks on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, was she a great leader? Jesus Christ.
No, and this is where we leave off. Is like, our Osha and Mei, and they're like, well, Mei was like, if you take away my memories, I will join them. And it's like, what? Why wouldn't you just go with the Sith? Did you get that part? Did that make sense to you?
The last part at the end, where Mei is wanting to forget about her sister because they're going to get captured and stuff, and they take away their memories so she didn't remember her sister or anything about it. I mean, I kind of get what they're doing there. And then Osha went with the Sith.
Why wouldn't they just all go with Khmer?
Because they're going to all be chased and be captured, but they're going to be chased and captured. I don't know. Good question.
Right? It didn't make sense to me. They're like, oh, we're going to wipe her memory.
Sisters. And that was like kind of the weird story I didn't like.
And then Khmer was like, I can just erase her memory right here and now. It's like, you just have this power? Where the fuck did this come from? Like,
when the fuck was that used before?
And like, you know how D&D works, right? Like, you just like, oh yeah, I have this ability. I could definitely do this here. Like, oh, that could have worked. And you just forget. Like, I get that part, but I'm like, I don't get why Mei gets captured. She goes and now she's going to meet Yoda. And I'm like, why is Yoda this huge reveal at the end? Because that is the big reveal. It's like, oh, it's Yoda. It's like, Yoda shouldn't be a reveal. He should just be a character, right?
Yep.
He should just have already been referenced.
Jedi Council.
It's Yoda. Yeah.
And then, of course, the Jedi, and then it's Vernesta that goes to see Yoda, the Jedi Master.
Oh, right. I thought it was with
kind of deflects Yoda, but if you ask me.
He does. It's like, so, oh, it's...
And that's what was disappointing to me at the end. I was like, oh, well, I mean, cool. Yay, Yoda. You got me excited for Yoda because Yoda's always been one of my faves. But now you're kind of like deflagged him a little bit. So I'm like, huh. Was he the master of this lady? If he was, son of a bitch.
If this series was amazing and we got Yoda at the end and we know there's going to be a season two, I would have been ecstatic. I'm like, okay, cool. Yoda is confirmed. But now that Acolyte season two may not happen, probably won't happen. Now showing Yoda, it's like, cool. I don't know what to do with this. Like, yep. I'm not that excited for it. Like, I'm like, why wasn't he just a character?
Why wasn't he part of the Jedi Council or with anybody in the communications in the first place?
Right. I just feel like he should have been one of the main characters or oversight. Like, I don't even need much of Yoda. Just give me a reference at this point. Yoda's away on mission. You know, or you show him on the little projector screen. Like, I don't need much from Yoda. It's just like the fact that they just show that he's here. And I think this, again, this is the biggest part of the show. The biggest flaw of the show is like they try to make a mystery out of it.
Yeah, they try to make the mystery of the reveal rather than tell a story.
And like the story that they were telling already was good. It was a great story. The character dilemma from this situation and like the consequences from this situation and how it like corrupts events 16 years later. That's dope. If you could also throw in the origin story from the stranger and I forget the green Jedi lady, like if you could throw in like that story too, as well as the intro, and just like instead of playing with your cards close to your vest, if they would have just played out with their, you know, with like their cards out forward, I think they would have did very, very well.
Jake, your video went out this time.
My video? Can you hear me? No? Oh, no. We are struggling with our internet connections for some reason. Let me redo this rant. Okay, so actually before this rant, can I just talk about Osha and May?
Yeah.
So that's like the one question, and then we'll do the rants. Osha and May. Actually, no. Remind me after I do this rant.
After the rant, Osha and May. Gotcha.
So this show kind of ticks me off afterwards. Like that's kind of like, I'm feeling more rage. And the reason why I feel enraged is when we get like a decent story, when you get like a good idea, and when you just butcher that good idea, there's a lot of frustration because there's just a lot of potential. And I feel like the series is just a lot of potential to either a showrunner or writers that just honestly suck. And I don't know how else I could put it like nicely here, because here's the thing. Here's one of my questions that I have. Right? If you drop this whole mystery and just tell it from beginning to end, is this story good?
Oh yeah.
And I think it is.
I think the story is very intriguing, unique just in the story itself to learn about both sides of the Force.
And I know there's like a lot of canon, and I know this isn't necessarily like straight up original. I know this is based off other stories. But I think the biggest problem is that we have a really cool story idea. We have a really cool endpoint. We have these really cool characters. But the show, instead of like developing these characters, they put their cards close to their chests. They show us characters, but they don't show us the characters, right? They, instead of taking good writing and then revealing like some information, they almost withheld their character motivations. I don't know what Osha was doing until the end of this episode. I didn't know her motivation until the end of this episode. Same with like May or Soul. Like I didn't understand any of his motivation or any of his grief until the very end. And instead of like playing this playing off of that idea, they decided like, hey, we're just going to withhold that. And that's going to be the reveal. And I'm like, I don't think the writers of the show have a good understanding of how to tell one, a good story, or two, a good mystery. Because here's the thing. The first four episodes are garbage. They really are. They're not good. And like, I said 2+ to begin with, because like, I'm like, I like where this is. I like the idea. There's stuff here. I'm intrigued in that way, but the story was awful. And now I see the end and I'm like, no, the first four episodes failed. Like, outright failed. Because they couldn't just give us a good character to follow. They couldn't give us enough information to give us a character we want to follow, we want to learn about, that we want to get into and invest in. And Sol was basically our protagonist. We didn't really know shit about him. And then instead of like us understanding that character, they just said, we're going to hold it and then we'll reveal it. And then your mind will be blown. And I'm like, it's not that good. It's not that good of a reveal. So let's flip it. I want to flip it, right? What if they just did episode 7 immediately? And that's where they left off. And they're like, all right, 16 years later, boom, episode 2. Mei is now killing Jedi. And she has that confrontation. Is that not a better story? Because we understand
where Sol comes from. Even just talking about it right now, the way you're talking about it, I'm already more excited for that story. Like, that would make sense. It makes sense why Mei would be so Mei-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way you they told the story is just trash.
Right, and then and like
damn it.
And instead of like not knowing Sol, we get Sol just be tormented this entire time. We understand why he's tormented, right? And he's playing with this idea like what to do with this character, like what do we do with Mei?
Then you figure
Mei's
out
Mei's killing everybody else. Oh, right. Torben's like getting like he kills himself, right? We don't know why he did it. We still don't know why. They dropped that storyline. But like, what if you have Torben 16 years just torturing himself over and over and over, and Mei then convinces him, right?
Yep.
In a very well fashion, in a very like well convincing way, and using witch magic to kill himself. And I'm like, that would be fucking devastating, but also like good. And then you just move from like Jedi, the Jedi, the Jedi. And then you start revealing other nature. Like, what is Osha? What is Mei? And this is where I want to talk about Osha and Mei. Because I like the, I still don't understand and grasp who they are. But I like the idea of taking one person, splitting them in two, light side, dark side, right? That's essentially what they're going for. And playing with that. That mystery of like who they are as characters. You have Osha, who's always like good. You see her dealing with the fact that like she, like her whole story is she got kicked off the Jedi because she kept feeling guilty. She kept grieving for the loss of the coven. And like, imagine just having a whole episode of seeing that play out.
Yeah, I mean, a development of the characters too. I think that would kind of what it boils down to for me. Get me invested in a character build. Get me invested in that. Get me invested in the build of these, who these people are. You really don't know until the end of the episode. And then you're forced to look back at the other episodes and go, well.
And then think of it this way, right? Jackie showed herself at the end, right? She showed herself how cool of a character she could have been. Imagine having an Osha Jackie like storyline where like Sol gets Osha and then gets Jackie, and together they're like rivals because one is now the Padawan and the other one was like once was the failed Padawan, and just exploring that dynamic of the characters in a very more interesting way would have been so much better. And then like you learn about Yord, you learn about the other Jedi, you slowly start learning like these Jedi are corrupt in different ways, and then you introduce Kamir, right? You then introduce the stranger who brutally murders all of them. And I'm like, if you did that, this show would be great. The show would at least be Mandalorian level.
Yeah, the show would have been much better to do that. I think you would have had a better buy into who the characters are, what they're dealing with and their struggles and what was going on in their head. And you can get a feel for your characters. And I feel like they missed the entire feel portion of the characters. Like, I don't feel anything for anybody still.
Yeah.
I still don't feel for Osha and Mei at this point. Like, okay, I get it now. But I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to see you. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. But you're two force beings, got it.
I do like Osha and Mei, though, the storyline. I do like the idea of, like, Osha being the good one is the one who got corrupted to be the Sith. And Mei was like, you know what? I failed as a Sith. I'm going to just now be, like, the Jedi. And having that flip is an interesting idea.
But you could have just kept that flip going and then all of a sudden had it come towards the end and still be the twist that way. Which I kind of saw that twist at the beginning. So it wasn't, like, super twisty to me the way they put the little subtle cues in there where Mei would have her hiccups, but
yeah. And so this show frustrates me in that regard. Like, now that it's all over, like, I was just enjoying the fact that, like, oh, this show is garbage. Hey, it's good. Hey, that's good. Hey, that's good. But, like, I don't understand this episode. Hey, that's good. Okay, cool. You know, like, I'm riding the wave of, like, of a, you know, improved quality, but now I'm putting it all together. I'm like, yeah, I'm frustrated.
Yeah,
the show could have been good.
I mean, that was my.
But
you said look at it as a vacuum. If you vacuum looked at that last four episodes, and you vacuum look at the first four, the last four, all right, they were getting somewhere. They were going somewhere. Like, all right, all right. The problem is you put it together as a whole, and I'm like, what were you guys thinking? No one was in the review room going like, hey, write this a little different. No one, like, questioned it. Like, looks like a great, excellent mystery story to me, and that's what we need to keep people's attention going. Like, that's not at all what we're looking for.
Yeah, and I would have been fine if the mystery was better. Like, if they would have just, like, kept the mystery and they kept all the... Like, there's still problems if they kept the order of these episodes, but if they would have just, like, actually spent time in developing these characters and making us have an actual interest in these characters and, like, humanizing and enjoying these characters, I think we would have had a lot better time. The problem is they wrote the Jedi as if they were villains, and they didn't want to make them too interesting. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
And I'm like, no, you should have humanized the fuck out of them and then make us hate it, right? Yeah. Make us love them and then be like, oh no.
Yeah, make us love, like, them and then drop the axe is what they should have did.
Mm-hmm. Show us how shit they are. Like, boys, Homelander, like, for first episode, right? You see how great he is. You're like, oh, he's a dope hero. And then, like, slowly through that first episode, you reveal how much of a monster he actually is.
Yep.
I'm like, that's how you do it. Make us love these, like, horrible characters.
Make us start to enjoy the horribleness. Like, yeah, that'll...
Mm-hmm. Or like Soul just could have been so much more. Let's start wrapping it up, unless you have another big... If you have a rant to go on, please feel free to rant.
No, my only rant I wanted to go on was I think they focused way too much on trying to create the mystery rather than they did to try to create the story. I think it's one of the biggest pet peeves. I think they thought mystery sold, like, ooh... This is why I say make it a little too twisty, not like super twist, because they weren't like massive, like, oh, twist. It was more like, oh, twist, but don't care.
They're too twist focused rather than story
focused. Too twist focused rather than building up and creating the story and the idea that they had. Then you see the idea they end with, and you're like, that's what pisses me off the most. Then you see the idea they end with, and now I'm sitting here in the same boat as you. It's like, that's the idea you were going for. And then my only thought is, and that's how you wrote it? What happened? Like, man.
Do you like the idea of, like, the Acolyte being the Sith? And this being potentially, like, a Sith protagonist show?
I like the idea of the Sith protagonist show. That's kind of what I figured it would be in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
100 years before, how did this even become about?
Like, yeah, and I don't know. When they showed it, I'm like, oh yeah, the Acolyte. I know this is what they're going for because I've heard it across the internet. But I'm like, oh, that's a dope idea. I wish they would have built more on top of that. Do we buy the flawed Jedi story, the cover up of the Jedi?
I don't really buy it. It doesn't really fit, I guess, from the rest of the stories and the rest of the lore created in the Jedi universe so far. It just seems too
for how stickler Jedi would have been to even become a Jedi in the first place, the fact that the Jedis were this loosely handled doesn't make sense to me. I don't buy it.
I agree with that. Here's the thing. I buy the idea. I don't buy the execution.
I would buy the idea of a few off Jedis that played the part to be good that weren't good. Mm-hmm. I can buy into that, but I don't buy that there was that much incompetence in the Jedi.
I still do. I still buy that there's incompetence to that degree, because like you gotta think thousands, right? You're thinking of thousands of Jedi. This is just like one faction of thousands of Jedi. Yeah. I can imagine a faction doing a cover up like this to essentially cover up with the Senate. I just don't think they executed that well, because they didn't really dive deep into the politics of Jedi Senate. They did a little bit. Hank Henshaw was one of the senators. I don't know the actor's name, but I just know he was Hank Henshaw in Supergirl. Like they tease the idea. They talk about it a little bit. They show it a little bit, but I'm like,
politics, but they never went into it at all. They're like,
But I'm like, if you would have Game of Thrones this and dove deep into like the Jedi or even Andor and like put that type of focus of that time period, I feel like this would have been a lot better show, and I feel like this idea would have rolled off better, but they didn't do that. They focused so much on a mystery that wasn't great. And I'm like, you don't need a mystery. You have a lot of interesting things here. Yeah. You know?
You have enough
like,
interesting parts in your story that the mystery doesn't matter anymore.
No. Like, just House of Dragons is shit.
Yep.
Right?
There's no mystery in House of Dragons, but I'm still watching. I'm like, what the fuck?
There wasn't even mystery in Game of Thrones. Just House of Dragons it. Game of Thrones it. Just start off. You know, go with the politics, dive deep in that world, and just give me that, and it would be great. Like, there's a lot of interesting
and it would make
lore
more
and cool
sense.
Shit here.
Like, that's what my thought was. It would make more sense to dive into the politics and see where the, you know, those conflicts happen between people and ideologies. I mean, that's what our world kind of needs, is to find a way to focus on some of that stuff.
All right, So we agree that the stranger and part two of the show doesn't save the show, right?
No.
Actually, I'm going to ask a few more questions and then we'll wrap up. Better transformation story, Anakin or Osha?
Anakin.
You hesitated.
I'm going to say Anakin for sure.
Anakin
makes a lot more sense to why he would turn and what happened and the love with the Jedi, and then he has a stronger motivation. He has an arc of motivation.
He does. I still think the execution of Anakin's transformation is not that great, and I won't fight anyone on it. Okay. Like you can even throw in Clone Wars, which does a lot better job of like blending the two Anakins. I will say this though, I think Osha's like turn like the moment of turning. And I mean, like, the moment of turning is, like, the flips of a switch was cooler. But I would say Anakin overall story is better.
Yeah, I think the overall story of Anakin turns better, because I felt more for that turn where Osha, I'm like, that's what you meant. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Osha, there wasn't, like, anything written. Where Anakin, there's a lot written. There just wasn't a lot of great execution.
Osha prior to that turn was nothing to me.
All right.
Well, they kind of saved Osha.
Last question, then we're going to get in ratings, MVP, and then we'll finish it. Season 2. Do we have a season 2? Do we want a season 2? Do we want it from somebody other than Leslie Headlin, the showrunner of the first season?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think
you need a new writer.
Yeah.
That has to be a must. Like, I don't know what...
I agree.
But I wouldn't mind a season two, just because, you know, it's finally introducing Yoda, and I've always wanted a Yoda story a little bit bigger than Yoda was ever had. That always is going to intrigue me, but you have to fire the writer. You have to get a brand new writer in. I don't think it'll happen. I think there's too much legwork, to be honest, to fix.
Okay, assuming Leslie Headland's in the show or continuing as a showrunner, do you want a season two?
No.
I'm conflicted in the sense of like I want these characters to move on because I want to see somebody competent, you know,
flesh out the story.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm intrigued by Kamir. I'm like, I want to see more of the Stranger. Like, I really do. I think this is interesting. I think the Dark Plagueis is interesting. I think the cover up Jedi story is interesting. I don't want her, and it's not because she's a female. It's not because any of that. I don't care about the gender of the director. I really don't. But I care about like the actual storytelling, and the storytelling of this episode is not, or this whole season, this show so far isn't good. There's great ideas. There really is some amazing ideas here, but the story just does not suffice to season two because they failed. This is what I'm gonna say. They failed a great premise. They failed to write a great premise. And there was some excellent, there was some fours and five moments in the show. Like moments that I'm like, damn, that's peak Star Wars. But they failed everything else. And that's what's sad about this.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's kind of disappointing. I mean, I feel kind of, I think we're in the same boat for this, actually. Like, yeah. I feel like you could have just put it together. Yeah. With the ideas.
Like, yeah, this is like where I would like, I wish I was a writer in the writer's room, because like if I was that person in there, I mean, if I was like my first time writing, maybe I'd probably shut up a lot, but I would also just like in the writer's room, I'd just be like, do we have to tell a mystery? Can we just tell the good story?
Exactly. Sit in that writer's room and be like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Let's change this up a little bit.
That's shit. You're fired. Fuck. All right. Well,
Jack,
come back to me when. And then, like, you know, 3 years later when it's released, it's shit. Damn it. That writer's right. Maybe we should have kept him. Rating. What do you got for a rating?
I'm gonna put it to two. I'm thinking 2+. Not quite there. Because there's enough intriguing stuff that I do like, but it's just. Oh man, I'm just so worried. It just wasn't written well. It just, this wasn't.
I give it 2+ because as a whole, like I think part two of this show is like a 3. I think it's a solid 3. Part 2 of this season. This as a whole, it's a 2+.
Yeah, that's
there's moments.
2+. It's got its moments. It's got some greatness, but it's tough. You can't. Push it to be the 2+ where I'm like, all right, this is going to be watchable again and again. Like, nah.
I'm going to watch scenes from this show. I'm going to watch moments from the show. I want to watch episode 5 again. I ain't watching any of the first 4 episodes. I really am.
Did happen.
I don't want to. But yeah, 2+ for me. I think that's official. I think we could just say officially a 2+. I know you're at 2.
Yeah, 2+.
I think. All right, MVPs. Is there really any contender outside of the one we're probably both thinking of?
There's one MVP, and it's Kamir.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, he is like the most valuable. He's arguably the most valuable player in terms of like value for a show because it was shit without him, and then he made it great. And I'm like,
the dynamic that character brought into the show is really kind of what made me go like, all right, I'm in. And then they had like, episode 7 at me, and I was like, fuck! He wasn't even in it. It's so fast again.
Like, what if he was Soul? Like, what if it was just from his perspective the entire way through? I feel like this would have been a lot better show.
Yeah.
I don't remember the actor's name. I can look it up real quick. I want to just give him a shout out because... it's not like his writing for that character was that great. It really wasn't. The way
he played that character was great.
Dude, he played that. He like said lines that were just kind of garbage lines, but he made them sound so like it was just very basic stuff. But just like the way he said it was
Manny Jacinto or Jacinto? I don't know how to say his name.
Oh yeah, Manny Jacinto.
Man, he. This is the basic, the way he laid out those lines, like, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Ooh, MVP for sure. I have one other MVP. I don't know the name of this person. I guess I should probably watch the credits. whoever is the fighting choreography like main person, and like his other like that person, they might be the true MVP of the show because they made the show watchable.
Oh, the fighting choreographer, whoever did all that.
Yeah. Like, give that person a raise. Give him with the guy who wrote Andor. Give him with Dave Filoni. Like that person, they saved the show. They're the true MVP. Because like, if the Stranger fight scenes were awful, this show's not that great.
Yep.
The actor still did a great job. He also deserves MVP. But like, am I co MVP? Give it to the fighting choreography.
The fighting choreography. Because it's a team or group of people, a person that did it.
Whoever's responsible for like the good parts of the show, the great parts of the show. This show has great parts because of that person.
Yep, 100%.
Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have much more to say. I'm just overall at the end of the day, I'm frustrated. I guess we could talk about the overall feeling of the show. I think most people hate it, but some of the reviews I just feel like is disingenuous because of like, I don't know. They're going after like the wokeness of the show. Like,
the show is not. I don't really care about, but the ones that talk about the writing and stuff like that, like I get it. Like I'm with you. I'm more frustrated and stuff. That's why it's more frustration, because it's like you have the idea, you had the whole part. Just when you thought to put it together, who thought murder mystery was the play? Like,
yeah,
let's take this great idea. It's a murder mystery. Like what? Think about it even in your head. Just try to think about it for 2 seconds. What part of that sounds like a great murder mystery to you? None of it.
Right. The only part was like someone's killing the Jedi. It's like, well, it's obviously May.
Yeah.
Right? Like there isn't much of a mystery here. But like that's like the best part about the show is the character motivations were actually good motivations. They just didn't show any of it. And I'm like, they should have just
wrote the story. And they're like, nah, can't do that. Can't show up all up front. Held their two cards to both. A little bit frustrated. But just a little bit kind of like you spent $185 million and no one in the room said, hey, just, you know, make it make sense.
It's like, let's use a Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. It's like you're Kaiba and you have a blue-eyes white dragon in your hand and you have the means to summon them. But you wait for the perfect moment that never comes instead of just summoning the fucking dragon.
Now, you know, Kaiba, as soon as he gets one blue eyes in his hand, it's on the field.
How this works. Yeah.
Got a blue eyes. It's playing down next turn, all right?
But like, that's how I felt about the show. They're just like, you have a really cool storyline. You have a really cool idea. We're not showing any of that for the first four episodes. It's like, what?
Why would you do that?
What do you like? It's like a rap album, but like none of your first, like the first half of the album is the shit songs. I'm like, that's not how this works. You're supposed to put your good stuff in the beginning, and then like everybody will listen to the first five songs, but like, this is a dope album. This is great. The rest of the album is fucking trash, but if the first five songs are good, people aren't going to have that like thought process. But if the first five songs are trash and the rest of the album is great, like eventually people will come around. They're not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating. Is it? It's tough. I mean, as far as Star Wars shows that come out, you have Obi-Wan, which was you have Ahsoka, which kind of had that weirdness to it. But
yeah,
decent. And they're all pretty decent. This one, I will say, was
pretty good.
Didn't do it. It was the first one that was like, gosh, you spent this much on what? And then I love that the boys made fun of that too on the episodes. I will say, don't worry, we spent the most money we've ever had on a show, so you know it's gotta be good. And I was like, oh, it's like they knew.
In terms of like rankings of Star Wars shows, this is the sixth show, I'm pretty sure, right? Andor is number one, Mandalorian's number two. After that, blanking on the shows.
There was probably
Ahsoka 3. Ahsoka 3, right?
Ahsoka 3. Boba Fett, Obi-Wan.
Probably Obi-Wan 4.
And Boba
Fett. Is that right?
I do Boba.
No, Acolyte. I'm doing Acolyte 5. I think Book of Boba Fett's just meh unless it's when it becomes Mandalorian 2.5.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Even the core. Terrible. Here's the thing about Obi-Wan and Acolyte. Acolyte might be the fourth best show. Acolyte actually has great moments.
That's true.
Obi-Wan has undeserved great moments. Like, it's like Darth Vader and Obi-Wan, they're fighting again. Like, those are cool, but it didn't feel earned. Whereas, like, the Acolyte, it didn't really matter if it earned or not. It was just dope to see, right?
Yep.
It was a character reveal rather than, like, a character moment. And then Book of Boba Fett, even, like, the big action scenes at the end with, like, the Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett, it still wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, it was still, like, oh, is this what Star Wars is? Like, this is a team-up that, like, just felt wrong. So, I don't know. Acolyte, for me, I'm like, it's 4, 5, or 6. I don't know. It's somewhere in there. Like, I think those three shows are in the same, like, ground. Like, Book of Boba Fett's 2. The rest are, like, 2-plus territory. I'm like, anywhere between 4 and 6, I don't hate.
Yeah. I'll attest to that. I mean, you've probably got pretty much the right order there. But, like I say, they're about 50-50 on the show shot about it, I will say.
Yeah, they're about 50-50. They have Andor, though.
They have Andor. Andor.
No one loves it except for the cinema snobs. They're like, you got to watch it. It's not Star Wars. It's too good to be Star Wars. It's true. It doesn't feel like Star Wars. Yeah,
it does not feel like Star Wars, but it makes a lot of sense. It's like Rogue One, too. So good.
It's, yeah. All right, well, I think we'll call it there. Fresh Ticks. That was our Fresh Ticks of The Acolyte, season 1 of probably 1. Because, yeah, it was a 2-plus MVP, Kamir/The Stranger, as well as the fighting choreography. Donald, a.k.a. Mario. It's a me, Mario Johnson. Thank you. All right, this is your host, Jake Sherbing. We are out.